Hello and welcome to the podcast. My name's Connor. I'm joined with Felipe. This is Things That Freak Me Out. Felipe, what freaks you out?
Pickles. Let's go with pickles.
And why is that?
I don't trust them. You know, like they look like cucumbers, but they're really salty and weird. And if you want me to eat a cucumber, just give me the freaking cucumber. Don't change it. I don't understand pickled things. Like pickles, pickled onions, pickled other things. Why is it not good enough for you the first time around? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they always hide in your food. You know what I'm saying? Like pickles are never obvious. They're always like you could get like 15 bites into a sandwich mm-hmm. and like bite number 16, pickle. And it's like, ah, shoot.
Yep.
I had no idea you were here.
Yeah, that's true.
I think if people wanted to kill people more efficiently.
Poison pickles. Yeah.
Because they will just hide in your sandwich. They will soak up into the bread and the meat or whatever you eat. And you're never going to see them coming. Unless you're the freak that goes to the restaurants. It's like, actually, I don't have enough pickles on this sandwich. Mm-hmm. Give me a whole jar and we'll call it even. You know, like.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say regular. I like pickles.
Yeah.
But other things that are pickled, I think is weird. The whole concept, if I don't think about where pickles come from, it's fine. But when you think about like any sort of anything marinating in a jar for who knows how long, I think that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I don't like cucumbers. Cucumbers don't taste good on their own to me.
Well, yes. That's why you just get them, you sprinkle a little bit of salt on them and you just. Which I guess in sense kind of makes it a pickle, but it's not because it's not been sitting in its own juice for yeah. God knows how long.
Yeah, see, that part is gross.
Yeah.
But people pickle, like, weird things. Mm-hmm. I don't have, like, any examples off the top of my head.
Onions.
But yeah, onions are weird.
Pickled, like, well, like, lots of things are pickled, like. Garlic.
You like garlic, though.
Yeah, but why would I pickle it?
I don't. Oh, okay, got it.
You know, like, yeah. Just give me the garlic.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, because what goes into, like, pickle juice?
Salt water.
Salt water, that's it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Hmm. And then you just, like, let it sit, and it just does its thing, and somewhat preserves the thing because it's so salty, but then somewhat just destroys the thing because you've now changed whatever thing you put in that water.
Yeah, that's weird that it's just like salt water because it's like a totally different taste, like to go from cucumber to pickle.
Yeah.
You know?
Even cucumber with salt to pickle. Yeah. It's like, freaks.
I wonder who figured that out.
Pirates.
Like, pirates? Yeah.
Definitely seamen of some sort, like people just on ships,
mm-hmm.
you know, that makes who were like, sense. They're carrying a thing of cucumbers and just, it was under, you know, like in under the deck or whatever. And then they mm-hmm. got a hole in their ship and they go, ah, snap the cucumbers. But then they picked it up and was like, well, it doesn't look spoiled. They took a bite out of it. It's like, we could put this. Hide this in people's sandwiches, and they'd mm-hmm. never see it coming. And behold, that's where we are today.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Pirates.
Yep. Pirates invented
pickles.
Still
out there.
Why do you think they're called pickled? Like pickled. Like why?
I think it's Greek.
Greek? Yeah.
Oh, I said that with a straight face, and I immediately thought I sounded ridiculous. I have no idea.
Yeah, I just didn't know, you know, with your whole, like, pirates invented it, how it went from. It could have been pirated, you know, like.
It's an old Caribbean tradition.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely Greek. Pickle means to poison.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Hey, I mean that could be true.
But here's the thing. I don't like when you change food. I mean, like, it's different when you, like, let's say cook meat.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like that's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
In some sense. Like, you shouldn't be eating raw chicken, you know?
Yeah.
Or raw beef.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how you die.
That is.
From dysentery and salmonella. Yeah. Although, I don't know if people still get dysentery. That's a whole pirate thing.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. More pirate stuff.
But, like, I do not like cooked fruit.
Oh, no. I hate that. That freaks me out. It does. That's weird.
I've never had an apple pie because why would I want a mushy apple? Like, my favorite part of the apple is that it's crunchy.
Yep. Yeah. When textures change in food to something that they're not normally, that's weird.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess that's a valid point then, too, for, like, pickles. Like, cucumbers are crunchy and hard normally, yep. You know, and then you get pickles. And, I mean, they can be crunchy, but most of the time they're, like, soft and
yeah.
Wet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another reason to not like pickles.
Yeah. But, yeah, cooked fruit is also, I don't like it either. I've had apple pie and other cooked fruit, mostly because my mom forced me to.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, Connor, try this. It's good. And then I try it. I'm like, no, it's not.
What happened? You know, it's yeah. Just like, why did you do this?
Yeah.
My parents growing up, they loved like grilling bananas and like sprinkling like cinnamon and sugar on it and eating it. And I'm like, you people are sick. Like, bananas are already mushy, but then why would yeah. You make them more mushy and warm?
I never heard of that.
And then like eat it.
Yeah. Weird. Do you grill it with the peel on and then unpeel it?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't do it.
Yeah. I feel like otherwise it just fall through the grill or burn up.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Vegetables can be cooked, though. That's the weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Or just corn in general. Peas. You can cook peas.
Beans.
Carrots. I'm not a huge fan of carrots.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not that bad, but
yeah, I feel like regular carrots are better than
broccoli. Is trash no matter what happens to it. It's disgusting cold. It's disgusting hot.
What do you think about cauliflower?
I think it's the same. I think it's bleached broccoli.
Okay, that's also exactly what I call it. But I do like broccoli. Broccoli's okay.
Yeah,
I actually was cutting up broccoli one time. And a giant spider crawled out of it, and I didn't eat broccoli for months.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I've never had that happen, but I also haven't eaten broccoli in months. Years, actually.
Mm.
Actually, that's not true. I don't like broccoli, but, like, if it's in small enough pieces that I can ignore it with the taste of anything else, like, I'll eat it. But, like, if you give me, like, a whole broccoli stalk, whatever it's called, mm-hmm. to eat, like... Like, we're not friends.
Yeah.
I see that as a threat.
Yeah. I feel like the heads of broccoli are a lot better than the stalks.
I don't know what part is which.
Like, the fluffy green, like, I guess it's all green. The, like, fluffy, like, tree part at the top rather than, like, the trunk, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trunk is like, where the nastiness is the most mm-hmm. concentrated.
Yep.
The little like green little parts,
yeah.
You know, fall off in the Chinese food. Like those you can barely taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with that. What's like the worst pickle experience you've had? Like you were like eating like a great sandwich and pickle or like someone deceived you into eating pickles?
I think the worst is when you ask for no pickles.
And you
still find the pickle in there. But I feel like it's across the board, like just all deceptive and bad.
Yeah.
You know, like why are pickles automatically included in things? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you have to pay extra for bacon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least make me ask for pickles if I want them. Because I don't want them.
Yeah.
You know, Chick-fil-A will charge you $1.50 for bacon, which is actually good.
Mm-hmm.
But pickles, they'll just sneak them into like the like inside the chicken sometimes. You don't even see it in the bread.
Yeah.
And if you forget to ask for no pickles, you're in for a surprise. And it's, you don't know where that pickle is hiding. It could be bite number one. It could be bite number last. I don't know what how many bite bites it takes last. To get to the end of a Chick-fil-A sandwich, but
yeah. Yeah, that is interesting. Chick-fil-A is probably like one of the only like fast food places that I can think of that like automatically includes pickles on your otherwise plain chicken sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, like McDonald's, they have the McChicken. Yeah. No pickles on that.
Mm-hmm.
Just some lettuce and mayo.
Yeah. Like if you were to order a cheeseburger at Culver's, you're not getting pickles on it. You got to add pickles.
No, you got, I always ask for no pickles.
Do you get pickles on a regular cheeseburger though?
I don't know. I get the whatever the bacon burger deluxe.
Oh, well that had, yeah, I mean, because it's deluxe, so it has lots of stuff on it.
Oh.
But like, but like a regular cheeseburger doesn't have pickles normally.
At McDonald's it does.
It does?
Yeah, it's like
oh, well, they put,
cheese,
yeah,
onions,
they, yeah.
Ketchup,
oh, okay.
Pickle.
Yeah.
AKA the devil's.
Lettuce.
I don't know if that's what it is. But.
No, probably not.
But seriously, though, when you change what the thing, like I'm glad we don't cook, actually, I'm lying. I was going to say I'm glad we don't cook watermelon, but I was scrolling through Facebook a few weeks ago now, probably a few months ago now, and people are like cooking watermelon steaks and acting like that's okay.
What is that?
It's a freaking slice of watermelon that they put on a grill and try to serve like it's meat.
Oh.
Like medium rare watermelon. I think you didn't get bullied enough as a child and you're trying to bring dumb stuff into adulthood and somebody needs to stop you. That's what that is.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. They're like, Mom, Dad, I want to cook some food. They're like, here's a watermelon. Go try it out.
Idiots.
Mm-hmm.
At least nobody's touched like a cantaloupe or a melon or, you know, like... What's another fruit people don't normally cook?
Strawberries?
No, they have like... Don't they have like strawberry pies or something? They better not.
No, I think they do.
But it's like mostly the jelly filling, isn't it?
Probably. I mean, it's kind of like cherry pie though too, right? I don't know. We avoid all of this stuff, so I feel like we're not very informed on that.
Yeah. My dad all the time used to get those McDonald's apple pies that come in little boxes. And I'm just like, what is, who
why
are you?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? He's like, it's so good. I'm like, I want a paternity test. I'm calling Maury. I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
So weird.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should go on to a different one. Connor, what's something that freaks you out?
Oh, no. I feel like I got a lot of weird things that freak me out. I'm going to check this list that we have here.
A lot of weird things that freak you out.
Cottage cheese.
That's fair.
Like, do you like it?
I don't know that I've ever had it.
I used to have it a lot, like, in elementary school and stuff.
Which one's cottage cheese?
It's like... It's like the tiny, like, cheese curdy things. Like, it's all white in, like, that, like, cream or whatever it is.
Mm.
It looks like curdled milk. It looks like really, really expired old milk.
Yeah.
I haven't necessarily seen that, but I feel like that's what that would look like.
That's probably what it is.
I think that's what it is. I don't know how they make it, but I assume that's what it is.
There's probably a video on YouTube on how they make cottage cheese. But to be fair, I don't like... lots of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Like I never like just look at cheese like I'm walking across a cheese aisle and go, you know what, like I'm gonna take a package of this and I'm gonna open it and I'm gonna eat it now and I'll just pay for it at the front later.
Yeah,
like if it's on pizza, that's great. If it's melted on a burger, except for American cheese, I think American cheese is just plastic.
Really?
Yeah. Like it just tastes like it sticks to the roof of your mouth. I don't think anything you eat, like maybe peanut butter.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's acceptable. But like cheese, like it shouldn't like stick to your mouth in general when you eat it. You know, like mozzarella doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Parmesan doesn't do that. Mm-hmm. But American cheese, just like, I don't even know if there's milk in there.
Hmm. I don't know. I like American cheese. I never thought about that. Maybe you've had like some bad American cheese.
Well, it's all bad.
Maybe.
And then it comes in a little individually plastic wrapped sliced things. And it's just like, what is wrong with
you? Yeah, no, I don't like that cheese. I like when it's like fresh sliced. Like that kind of American cheese is good. You can get it not like in the prepackaged things. That's
yeah. But then it's just a bigger block, still square, of that thing, and you only have one option there.
I think it's different. I think the block is less processed than the slices.
Agree to disagree.
Sounds good. But yeah, cottage cheese is just
cottage cheese and blue cheese. Blue cheese, you can see the mold on the thing, and people are like, oh my gosh, I love putting this on toast and crackers. It's just like, you people are sick. Or dipping wings, dipping regular non-moldy food into moldy food. You people are sick.
Mm-hmm.
I get ranch. Yeah, you know?
Well, ranch is, I feel like, totally different.
Yeah, it's not cheese at all. Yeah. But like when you dip, you know, like if you're going to dip something, like make it ranch. Make it a different condiment. Why would you dip non-moldy food into moldy food?
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is. I don't... Why are people allowed... Or like why... Who decided that we should refrigerate cheese most of the time, but then you can also leave cheddar out for 50 years to age and that makes it better?
I know.
Like, how is that okay? How is it? You can't eat cheese that you've left out for a week, but if you leave it out for 50 years, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure they put it in like a...
wax or something.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that at all. It's like it's a controlled room with the temperature and all that stuff to make the process go smoothly. But yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with like dry aging steak, though.
Hmm.
Or whatever they call it. It's dry aging where like they just put it on in a room.
Uncooked?
Uncooked for like months, some of them. And like... like something happens to the fat inside the meat and it makes it just more tender. But it's like you're okay with like not like just leaving that on the shelf somewhere. And like I'm pretty sure somebody's going to listen to this and be like, you people are ignorant. You probably don't know what you're talking about. There's a whole process. And it's like, yeah, I don't think you get it.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to eat it. Like you watch it, you know, like it's you cut it off the bone and you should put that sucker on the heat right away and eat it.
Yep.
Same thing with cheese.
Yeah.
You make it, just eat it.
Yeah. Refrigerate it and eat it. Don't age it. Don't mold it.
Yeah.
Don't cut it up into tiny pieces and swirl it around with milk and call it cottage cheese. I want to know how that was invented.
It's probably just like curdled milk.
Yeah.
Some guy was like, you could probably put this on bread and nobody would know.
Normally, people don't put it on bread. People just, like, eat it. Or they mix it with other things, I think.
What do you mean people just eat it? Like
it's like a side. Spoonful? Yeah, like it's like a side. Or that's how my, like, family would eat it. I don't eat it anymore. But I feel like people just get, like, little cups of cottage cheese. Or, like, I've seen, like, cottage cheese and, like, mandarin oranges mixed in.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, no, I never liked that. That's a weird... You have, like, cheese taste, and then, oh, orange, you know, squirts.
That's an interesting word.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Orange squirts. Yeah, I don't know why people do that. Whipped cream makes all the sense in the world.
Yes.
Cottage cheese.
No.
No. Yeah. I'm not with people on that.
Yeah. It's gross.
Yeah. Same for blue cheese.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Especially like blue cheese, like the sauce, like I get it, you know, like that you dip stuff into. But like when you see like just actual blue cheese, and it's like crumbly and moldy. Like you can see the mold in a thing. People are like, this is some of the best stuff you've ever eaten in your life. Yep. Like, and they take it and smell it like that, and like, oh, this was made in 1825 in the hills of France, and this thing costs $5,000, and just you just want to put just a small dab of it, let it sit in your tongue, you know, like air it out, get some air in there, and oh, you're in heaven. And it's just like, I think you're a moron.
Yeah. What? So, at this point, we're just talking about food, which is great, because I want to talk about bread for a few minutes.
Bread freaks you out.
So, not all bread. Bread is okay, but homemade bread, if you don't know where it came from, can be weird. Now, I didn't think of this originally, but I was talking with some of my coworkers, and one of them was either going to a bake sale or was helping with one for like something. And they were like, oh, I can't buy bread like from those things, because all I picture is someone with nasty fingernails, like kneading the bread over and over and then baking it.
Yeah.
Like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
They ruined homemade bread for me.
See. Yeah. I feel like if you get some really good homemade bread, though, it's completely different.
Yeah. If I know where it comes from, I feel like that would help.
Sure. But like just some rando on the street saying, yeah, like, I got like homemade bread. Do you want some?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like everybody's with you on that one. Like, nobody's just going to, especially like at a school bake sale, mm-hmm, or any type of thing where it's just like a whole bunch of people you don't know. And there's just one guy like, oh, I have so much homemade bread. Like, I love doing this in my spare time.
Yeah.
Like, I have whole wheat, rye, sourdough,
mm-hmm,
white.
Yeah.
You just take a loaf of bread. It's only $3.99.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm, and you're just like, I don't even know you.
Yeah.
But the people that I do know that make homemade bread, that, mm-hmm, like I've watched them make it, I'm like, I will eat that bread every single time. It's really good. For the topic, like foods that freak us out, I've already said broccoli. Raisins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, raisins for sure. Anything that you dry.
Mm-hmm.
Like raisins, what's the other thing? Like the prunes?
Yeah.
What? I don't even know what a prune originally is. You know, raisins are grapes. The cran raisins or whatever, craisins.
Yeah.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, it's not even, like the thing that I love about grapes is that they're like, again, crunchy. Like,
yeah,
if you get a good grape, it's like sweet and crunchy and like it's a whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
Raisins, they're just like small, tiny, and like it's like chewing gum. And the real reason why I hate raisins, though, has to do with my all-time favorite dessert,
mm-hmm,
chocolate chip cookies. And the psychopaths that love to mix up or make cookies that look exactly like chocolate chip cookies, but they're oatmeal raisin.
Yeah.
Those people deserve jail time.
Mm-hmm.
For all of the fraud they've committed, they deserve jail time.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much the same as sneaking pickles into something for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now that I think about it, now, yeah, that you said it.
You really
like
don't like when people deceive you with food that's different than what you thought it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. So pretty much you don't like liars is what you're telling me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But things that freak me out, liars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that so much. Like, whenever people bring cookies, I'll like look at them for a while and is that chocolate chip or raisin?
I always ask. Yeah. I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And if they say oatmeal raisin, I'm glad that they're honest up, yeah, front. But like, they're also just still lying to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you want to make an oatmeal raisin, make it ugly.
Yeah.
Like, put a stalk of broccoli in it. You know, like, make it really unappealing. But, like, if, yeah, you just have something sitting in front of me that looks like a chocolate chip cookie, but it's not,
mm-hmm,
back off. Like, yeah, where do you get off?
Yeah. I've seen like oatmeal, like chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, those are good.
Those are good. But imagine making a batch of each and then mixing them together.
It's like when you, like the party trick, like you get a bag of M&Ms and a bag of Skittles and you, and the Reese's peanut butter little bites, whatever those things are, and you mix them all together in a bowl just to make enemies.
Yep.
I would hate that. And I feel like if somebody made oatmeal raisin and oatmeal chocolate chip cookies and just put them next to each other, like that person is playing Russian roulette with everybody. And they deserve to play Russian roulette for real.
Yeah.
And I'm putting one bullet, not in the chamber, not in the spinny one that you, I'm getting a, like a modern gun with a clip. And I'm putting one bullet in there going first. That was dark. That took a turn.
That did. I didn't know where you were going with that at first, but that's actually, I think, the best way to play Russian roulette with somebody if they go first. You know you're going to win.
Well, he's out.
Yeah. How do I spin this? Oh, no, you don't. You just load it.
Yeah. We'll figure out where the bullet is in this clip.
Yep.
There's only one. Doesn't that mean it's at the top? We don't know.
It could get jammed. Something could happen.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, like, even blanks.
Mm-hmm.
You could put blanks in there.
You can die from blanks, though, if you do that.
Can you?
Yeah.
Well, let's not put blanks in. What, like, it's got to be something.
A tic-tac.
That might still hurt.
Yeah, I don't even think it'd fire. No, it definitely wouldn't fire.
No, you just break your gun.
Tip it.
You definitely jammed a bullet that's in there.
Put in 10 Tic Tacs and a real bullet. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guns jammed. Oh. Next. Gun still jammed.
Yeah.
Back to foods. What else don't I like? Here's one thing. So living in New York, one of my favorite things was to, like, go out and eat. And, like, me and my friends, like, we would spend so much, like, ridiculous amounts of money on food.
Yeah.
But it was always a good experience. Like, I always had more than enough to eat.
Nice.
You know, like, it was always, like, this huge plate. It doesn't freak me out, but it bothers me when you charge a ridiculous amount for a tiny bit of food.
Yeah.
That's why I don't go to Applebee's. Applebee's pretends to, like, you know, like, be the same as every other, like, sit-down restaurant chain, you know, like, whatever. It was like, $9.99, come get a burger, whatever. But then you get the burger.
Yeah.
And you could have paid $4.99or less at McDonald's.
Yeah.
For the same size burger.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Meanwhile, you go to Red Robin, you pay $99 for a burger, you're going to get a big burger.
Yeah.
I think the price should equal the size of the food.
I agree with that.
So, like, I went to this Asian restaurant and I paid $50-something for a plate of steak.
Mm-hmm.
And it was enough for two people. I ate the whole thing by myself, clearly.
Of course.
But it was so much, like, good food and, like, it was plenty.
Yeah.
If I had paid $50 and I got, like, two little, you know, like, because they were cubed, it was like a steak teriyaki, whatever. If I got, like, 10 pieces of steak, cube steak, I'm going to flip that table over and I'm going to throw the plate at the waiter's head. Not literally, because I just, like, sit up, and, you know, shut up and eat it and complain
never go
about
back.
It later.
Yeah.
Yeah, never go back, but I hate restaurants that lie to me about that too. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, how much food is this? Like, oh, it's enough. Yes. And then I get the plate and it's like, who is this enough for?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't order off the kids' menu. Also, you know, like that trend of, like, the showing all those, like, crazy restaurants on Facebook and Instagram.
Sure.
Sometimes you go to those places and they don't live up to the expectation at all.
I've never been to one.
So there was one in New York, and it was like the Pizza Barn, maybe.
Yeah.
And it was like advertised as like, you know, like the largest slice of pizza. It's like 2 feet long or something like that. Like it's this massive slice of pizza, and it's only like a few bucks or whatever. So it's like everybody was going there. But like the thing is so massive that like by the time you get anywhere near to close, it's cold.
Yeah.
And it doesn't taste that great from what I've heard.
Mm.
So it's like you have a big slice of pizza, but it's nasty.
Yeah.
I might as well spend the same amount of money on a whole pie from somewhere else and get a decent tasting pizza. Yeah, this has been a really random episode, and we started off with things that creep us out. It was pickles, and it ended up being about so much more. It ended up about being life and the friends that we have and love.
Somebody's gonna hear the ending of that and be like, how much did they cut out? I heard pickles, but life and people that we love, I didn't hear that part at all. Do they love cottage cheese? Anyways, that was our podcast about mostly about food, not necessarily about love.
Yeah,
that'll probably be another topic at another time.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.